This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Excited to get rolling with another edition of What's on Your Mind. I can't even begin to tell you. Part of it is what kind of organically happened yesterday related to topic selection, what you're most concerned about, what you want us to focus on. And I asked a question along the lines of, what's more important than knowing our vote is secure? What's more important than knowing our vote is our vote, it means something, and that, you know, you can believe it when the count is there? What is more important than that? I don't believe there's anything more important than that. So we're going to spend a lot of time on that between now and the 14th of December, which will be the next major deadline related to the electors. I also was excited, and most of you said, nothing more important, nothing more important, nothing more important, so we had great feedback there. And then our conversation with Mike Lindell, if you missed it, it's up on the website. Todd, you want to share that? Todd was gone yesterday. I don't even know how he got through the day. Todd was gone. Todd is taking Tuesdays off. He flies the Todd the Radio God jet. He and Carrie go down and hang out on the beach for a while, and they come back and then work Wednesday,
right.
Thursday, Friday, and then
okay.
Go back.
Go with that.
So,
don't you just hate it when you have to fly public?
Yeah.
Todd, really?
That's why he doesn't, yeah. Doesn't mess with
yeah,
that.
No.
Oh, yeah, people like us don't fly public.
Yeah,
no. Come on.
Yeah.
We grab the private iHeart jet. And
there you go. Exactly right. So Todd is back today, and Todd, we shared on Facebook and places, I guess, because people kept asking for it, the full Mike Lindell interview yesterday. So if you wouldn't mind sharing that for the K-Fire social media.
Will do.
Troops, that'd be fabulous as well. And then you can find it when you look for it, folks. Because it was really good. And I almost should read some of the text because I was tearing up last night about 9 o'clock. And just because I was so touched by these sentiments. I'm gonna consolidate them rather than find them and read them verbatim. I'm going to consolidate what I heard. A lot of them. Most reaction we've had to an interview in as long as I can remember. And the sentiment went something like this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for putting Mike Lindell on the radio. Thank you for the inspiration he gave us. It's so comforting to know there's a plan, that somebody's working the plan, that this is happening. In a nutshell, what he told us yesterday is that Pennsylvania is going to go to the Supreme Court. So, you know, the losses at the lower court, that's exactly what they want. They want to get to the Supreme Court and lay out the case. They believe the case is so strong as a violation of the Constitution, the Supreme Court will have no choice. I hope that's the case, but, I mean, we're talking very confident. Could you believe? You know, like he'd say, Lynn Wood, 100% chance, the president, 100%. I don't know how,
yeah.
Especially a lawyer, right? So if I'm a defendant and I go in court and I'm, you know, up for some horrible criminal charge and he tells me 100% chance you're going to win, I'm thinking, oh man, I'm pumped. I'm glad you said that. I want to hug you right now. But how do you know that?
Right.
I mean, there's a jury, there's a judge, there's a, you know, in the case of the Supreme Court, there's 9 in robes that decide things, right? So, woo. But they're confident, and these are good lawyers. These aren't crackpots.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they have been there, done that on many fronts. So I don't know. I'm just going to choose to, as a lot of you say, pray. I say the same. And just let this play out. Let it go. But I think it's important to have information and know what's happening, to pay attention, because, look, here's what we're fighting for. And I'm not being dramatic and I'm not being corny. We are fighting for America. We are fighting for the Constitution. I'm not being coy. I'm not being cute. I'm not being dramatic. Think about this for a second. If you can't trust the vote, we're Venezuela.
Yeah, we're done.
You know, this is when Vladimir Putin's reelected. Oh, Vladimir Putin. Oh, yeah, right. You know, I mean, this is, it's done.
I'm sad to say I'm pretty much there. And you know, trusting the vote.
You know, it is plausible, isn't it, to think about people that would say, look, we know we have the ability, but you're kind of being careful about this, whatever. And then Trump wins, and they go, oh, my gosh, we have to rig it. Trump won. I mean, Trump won. We've got to rig this so it never happens again.
Especially before the fact, too. Remember, 2016, 2015, Donald Trump. You can take that to the bank. He is not going to be president.
Right, of course.
They were sure of it.
And here's my thought. Donald Trump has survived what we now know was a Russia, China, Venezuela thug attempt to take him out. He survived it. If you'd like me to, and maybe at some time today, don't make me do it, but I might do it. Just going to walk through each of those, so you remember. What? The FISA court? A dossier?
Whistleblowers?
What? Robert Mueller?
Whistleblowers?
Look at Andy McCabe. Look at what these people said at the FBI. We're going to take Trump down. At the FBI!
Yeah.
Two FBI agents exchanging texts. Nobody made that up.
Excuse me, Mr. Schiff. Who is your whistleblower?
Yeah, that mess. Impeachment!
Well, I love how we got whistleblowers everywhere here, but now we got an actual real whistleblowers that are testifying before Senate committees. they're nothing. Don't pay attention to that.
Bat them away. Do not let me end this program today without playing the CNN clip about the Dominion voting machines, about the software problem.
Okay.
Because it was, I don't remember when, but it was prior to Trump, right? They were doing an investigation following something at CNN, and they were talking about, oh my gosh, Hugo Chavez. He used these machines to cheat and get elected. CNN reported that, right? Let me fast forward to that press conference. The press conference that happened related to the Trump legal plan, right? When they talked about Venezuela. Ah, they've got a third world countries in Venezuela and Hugo Chavez, and they're nuts. They're crazy. They're saying it's voting machine. This is totally mocking the legal team for saying
that. How long was it, 4 or 5 years ago that CNN did that story on that?
I didn't remember when it was, but
it was that while ago.
I have it here.
It wasn't just CNN. There was a lot of exposure on them.
It's in my pile of stuff. And you know what else connects to this, folks? The media. Our friend James O'Keefe of Project Veritas yesterday came out with a preview of what he's going to be doing in exposing CNN. This little bugger. He is a little bugger, but he is amazing to me, this kid. And I don't know if he's a kid anymore. I'm old, so I call people kids when they're 30. But so he, James O'Keefe, and the team Project Veritas get a whistleblower within CNN to clue them in how to join a 9 a.m. conference call every day where they talk about how much they hate Trump and how much fake news they're going to roll out.
Yep.
So this is for anybody on the left that thinks this stuff is, you know, you guys, and oh my gosh, you're all, Trump's a victim, and Trump, poor Trump, and this, that. You go watch this. You go listen to what they're saying in these meetings. And then start connecting the dots. Okay, what did I tell you about? CNN, pre-Donald Trump, they're worried about Dominion and the voting machines and Hugo Chavez. Donald Trump says, look it, we have the servers. They stole the election using this. They're crazy. You're nuts. Same organization. And you know what, folks? That's not healthy. That's not healthy in a country like we live in, because unfortunately there's too many, and I'm going to say it. I'm about to say it. I said it during COVID. I'll say it during this battle. There's too many sheeple Todd, could you give the what's on your mind legal definition of the sheeple for folks if they're not familiar with my term?
People who blindly follow like sheep.
Sheep
people.
Yeah, exactly right. Just toddling along, off they go. The sheeple. There's too many sheeple. Follow a CNN. Follow an NBC. I don't have time to pay attention. America lies in the balance. People, do you understand this? Am I being too dramatic? Is this too over the top for you? If so, please tell me. Knock me off this pedestal. I welcome it. I honestly do. 800-228-0550. A lot coming up on the program. Matt Brainard from the Voter Integrity Project. Remember him? We had him on. The guy counting the votes. They did the call centers. Fascinating results. Incredible. We'll have it on the show today. We also are going to have the CNN clip. And from yesterday's legislative hearing in Michigan, testimony from eyewitnesses about stealing votes.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're back by What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell on yesterday. Please do me a favor. Think about putting MyPillow on your Christmas gift-giving list on how you're going to do a lot. If you're just trying to downsize, like, Thanksgiving was unlike any other Thanksgiving, wasn't it? I mean, it was very, very bizarre. Well, you just go with it, right? So Christmas, going to be a little bit different, too. How about you just right now today, order up those Christmas presents, send them off, and say, I love you. Merry Christmas. Yeah, they get them a couple of weeks earlier. They put them under the tree, whatever. But just simplify your life a little bit, huh?
You can go to the website and have them ship them right to your gift destination, too. You don't have to, like, reship them or anything.
That's true. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow have given us the best deal ever. You heard him yesterday when we were talking about the vote, the effort to get to truth, some integrity in this. And he said, it's we've never, ever, ever had a price like this, ever. Lowest price ever. Queen size premium MyPillows for $69.98. Normally, regularly, $69.98. Now only $29.98. It's a $40 savings. King size pillows are $5 more. Now is the time to buy. You're not only getting the lowest price ever, they're the best Christmas gifts ever, and they've extended the 60-day money-back guarantee to March. Giza Dream Bed Sheets, MyPillow Mattress Topper, MyPillow Pillow Sets. Do me a favor. Reward a guy that has the guts of Mike Lindell by being a customer of a great product. 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, so if you have a comment or a question, I have over an hour for your comments today. I want to know what you think about this situation. I want to know what you are relying on in the way of good information about it. I want to know what your psyche is in the middle of this. I want you to tell me if anything's more important. Sound off. Tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Text me, 701-367-2054. Or Todd, 701-226-8503. So, I said before the break, look, if I'm on a pedestal and need to be knocked off and this is just, you know, a pipe dream, please tell me. The phone rang before I even got the words out of my mouth, and listen to what this gentleman said.
I've never heard more crybabies like you at this station, but this is, you guys are just god-awful. Give it up. It's sickening. But day after day, give it up.
I'm sorry, my mic was on there.
Did we just prove him right by saying we're crybabies? Because we have a crybaby in the studio. All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Genuinely, I appreciate it. And welcome any other opposition to our opinions or my opinions or anything we say. Or, you know, this is free reign here. Just let us know. We're asking for a reason. So thank you very much. That's right. Isn't it funny when people call and say how horrible things are, and then you say, well, you're listening. And then they'll say,
what? Not only that, but when they call, you know, year after year after year, hating everything we do, it's, I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe some people
I love
just
it.
Need that fuel. That's the fuel they need. But
I love it, you know, as long as they're listening. But sincerely, right. We are not beyond negative feedback here. We have a different thought on what we ought to be doing, lay it on me. Jeff and Roulette, you're next.
Hey, Scott, man, you set the bar after that first call. I mean, it can only go up from there, right?
I hope so. Exactly. Yeah, good point.
Hit ourselves in the head with the bar.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Hey, I missed kind of your monologue this morning. I don't know if you mentioned two hockey starts today.
You know, I should have, because that's something to be fired up about, right? To get excited about. Yeah, the NCHC is down in that pod in Omaha. They're playing 10 games in 20 days, and started last night. And this afternoon, I don't know why they would put UND hockey at 3:35. People work for a living, for crying out loud. But nonetheless, you'll have to tape it or whatever.
I don't know why the governor wants to speak at 3. Are we all going to bail at 3:35 and they drop the puck and go, hey, okay, thanks, Gov.
I'm good.
I think I will as well. Cause, you know,
let me follow up on your Mike Lindell interview yesterday. because of that interview, I already had a half a dozen pillows and some sheets. I ordered a half a dozen bath towels and a couple more flannel sheets. I can't wait to get those flannel sheets. But let me say this about the North Dakota Hockey. Rumor has it that they've got a couple players on the team that are going to kneel for the national anthem, and I just really hope it doesn't happen. I quit watching pro sports 6 years ago, and after the Bison allowed this to happen, I'm done. I had two teams that I cheered for, North Dakota Hockey and the Bison. And after this happened at North Dakota State, I will never cheer for them again. Never buy their merchandise again. And I buy the latest swag every year, and never again. If that happens for the hockey team today, I mean, when does this crap end? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I'm before you go, get ready for it. I don't know if it'll be on TV, but that is happening, according to a story. Brad Schlossman, who is the beat writer for the UND hockey team for the Grand Forks Herald and Forum Communications, wrote about it last night. It was the weirdest piece of journalism, if you can call it that, I've ever seen in my life, because it was like this waxing eloquent talking about, you know, the roots of these kids and da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I have too many, for lack of a better term, family members that are part of the UND hockey, enterprise to go too far down this road. But I, too, am disappointed, and I'll never understand this, because to me it's selfish of the athlete. It's selfish of the athlete. By the way, there's two that are doing this. But I just think it's, you know, you're dragging the whole team. You're making the school say something, the hockey program, everything else. Look, these two individuals, they ought to believe what they believe. God bless them. You know, one's Canadian. To kneel for the Star Spangled Banner is something I don't totally understand. And, they roped the whole team into, you know, holding hands and locking arms. And, I mean, just play hockey. But I'd say the same thing about the NDSU football team, you know, exact same thing. And I know legislators are furious about this. I'm hearing from them all last night. Just furious. And they're the funders of the school. So, but just cut me some slack. I'm not going to, for lack of a better term, stir the pot on this one, other than express my disappointment this one time, and hope that somehow, you know, they decide differently by tonight's game. So, and it's Bernard Doctor is one of the players, and I'm trying to remember the other. I'll have it for you on the other side of the break, but it is disappointing. Appreciate your call. Bob in Jamestown, Tim on the road. Other calls, so those are the next two. Bob, you're next. Tim, you're on deck. Lots of texts that we'll get to with your comments and much more. So we got to get to Michigan audio, too, and the CNN audio. All coming up. What's on your mind? Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
100,000 ballots went missing from Wisconsin voter rolls on election night. A semi-rig with 24 pallets of pre-filled-in ballots went from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night. With these kinds of allegations of voter fraud, the mere numbers could easily overturn the election.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before, I didn't have any 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you, I took 24 ballots from Bethpage, New York, to Magus. Their addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
Mainstream media and William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, claim that they have no evidence of voter fraud. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Our first fact witness from the Michigan legislature regarding the shenanigans in Michigan. You don't hear this anywhere, folks. You don't read about it in the newspaper. It's disgusting what's going on. There's a blackout of this news, these facts. So we're going to play them for you. We'll play one, every break. Just kind of get through as many of them as we can here today. Also play the CNN thing. Taxpayer says... I'd rather be a crybaby than believe in corruption. There you go.
I guess.
I'll own that crybaby thing.
Yep.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah, I own it. I also want to tell you about my friends at Buckledge. North Dakota's home for Chevy. What do they do for us every Wednesday? They give us an incredible deal. There it is. We took it for a test drive so we can tell you how great it is. This one's a Chevy Tahoe 2019 LT Edition. Wednesday wheels from Puckett's Chevy, Buick GMC, Valley City, and Puckett's Chevrolet in Bismarck. This one, by the way, is at the Valley City store. So let me go through this. Blue-gray color, black heated leather interior, only 44,000 miles. Backup camera, trailer package, navigation, lots of other options. It's got a powerful 5.3-liter V8 engine. It's on the lot right now at $47,995. It's a lot of vehicle for $47,995. But Steve Robertsdahl said, Scott, your listeners are so loyal. We sell these every week. They're gone. They're gone. If not by the end of the show, by the end of the day, we love that. All you have to do is tell them you heard about it on the radio today, $46,000 even. And lop off $9.95. What a deal. Call 800-401-4352 and say, I want that Chevy Tahoe. Sign me up. 721 West Main, Valley City, online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. I promised you one other thing, the name of the two UND hockey players that, according to a story that Brad Schlossman I think he's their agent, kind of promoting this. He clearly loves the fact they're doing it. Maybe he's going to get down to the ice and kneel, too, set down the pen for a minute and go down. But it's Jasper Weatherby and Jacob Bernard Docker. Those are the two. UND hockey players say they will kneel. By the way, the one thing I will say about this, it's tonight and tonight only. They're done after this. So that gives me a little bit of comfort. Get it out of your system. And they've done some good things, these kids. They've brought minority kids to hockey games that otherwise wouldn't be able to go. Put your heart in that, not in the show off. I'm the person. I'm going to speak for the team kind of way.
Do the good stuff. Do the real stuff. Okay. Who's this dude we're playing first here? It's a poll watcher.
It's a gal.
It's a lady poll watcher.
Yep. Talking about military ballots.
Okay. Military ballots. Roll.
Now, one of the military ballots was a registered voter. And the ballots looked like they were all exactly the same Xerox copies of the ballot. They were all for Biden across the board. There wasn't a single Trump vote, and none of the voters were registered. They had to manually enter the names and addresses and a birth date of 1-1-2020, which would override the system and allow them to enter non-registered voters, of which I saw several that day. Throughout the day, that's how they would override voters that were neither in the electronic poll book or the supplemental updated poll book.
She was in Lansing testifying, one of many testifying in front of a Senate subcommittee in Lansing.
We have more. We'll play more, but answer this question. If you are of the opinion this is no big deal and smoke and mirrors and everything else, do you want that to be your election system? And ask yourself if you believe the military ballots that came in, that this woman was overseeing being counted, military ballots would be 100-0 for Biden. Ask yourself that in the United States military. Someone who said, I want to lead that we take care of our priorities first, not the world's priorities. America first. We're going to have less of our troops in harm's way. That's the doctrine of Donald Trump. You think they're going to vote against that? My favorite is there's voter registration in Michigan. You got to say, Scott Hannon, here's my address, everything else. Register to vote, and then when you vote, they match that up. Where's the registration? Do you hear what she said? There was no voter registration for any of these people. It didn't match up. It looked like the same ballot. So they overrode the system by putting in the same birthday on all of them. In the United States of America? Are we a third world country? I know Barack Obama was hoping to bring us to third world status. I guess he got a good start after 8 years.
We don't look like it, but it appears that we kind of are.
Bob in Jamestown, tell me what's on your mind.
Good morning, guys. I Scott, one day last week, I don't think you were on, but Kevin and Todd were on listening, and lady called in, I think, from District 8. Is that where Delzer
yes,
might
it is.
Be reappointed? Is that,
yep.
Yeah. Anyway, she was upset because she went to a Republican meeting and she wasn't paid her district dues, and I know the guy said, well, that's wrong, you shouldn't have to pay dues to vote or whatever, but in District 12 in Jamestown, where I'm from, we've had Democrats that have come to our Republican meetings, and we've had, at our last one in February, we had a kid from Moorhead State College that lived in Minnesota. He came over with some friends to vote for one of our weaker candidates. So many years ago, we had experience with this. So we set up a $12 dues, and you have to pay it 10 days before we vote for election of officers or before our candidates that are going to run to try to go to the legislature in Bismarck. And the 10-day thing is so that we can look to make sure these people actually live within the boundaries of District 12, because we've had so many outside people coming in to cheat to vote for our weakest candidates. And Jamestown's a small town. It isn't like you living in Fargo, Scott. We know these people that are Democrats and things like this that try to come to our meetings and to disrupt things and stuff like that. So this lady was really mad. But what we do with the $12, Scott, is we give it to our candidates then, like who just ran, Cole Conley, Mitch Ostley, Bernie Satrum, and they're all up in Bismarck right now getting sworn in yesterday and today. $12 doesn't go far.
Yeah, I remember what you are talking about in the way the call from District 8. She was mad that Jeff Delzer had lost on a number of fronts, and then they appoint him. So she was going to the District 8 leadership to saying, why are you doing this? Why are you putting someone in who lost? We voted against him. We wanted him out. They wouldn't listen to her or take her input because she hadn't paid her dues. So to me, that was the bad part of that. But, what you guys decide to do, you can do. And I understand why you do that, because if you don't, then you've got all kinds of people, part of the process that don't have the best interests in mind of the Republican Party of Scotsman County or, up there either. So I think that's why. I think that she was upset just because they blew her off so bad because, you're not paying a dues member, I'm not listening to you. So I just think it was bad bedside manner there more than anything.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's the whole thing's about voter fraud. We have it all the way down to that level. So So you can't, you know, that's why this isn't hard to believe what's happening on the national level. 24 pallets of ballots for Biden going from one part of the country across the country. Well, hell, it's happening in little towns. So, you know, they're trying to cheat. So it's unbelievable. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you. Have a good day, Scott.
It's a great point. It's a great point. And this is why we worry. This is why we fight to get this right. Appreciate the call. Tim, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you for taking my call today. I've got a question for you. Why has Trump surrounded himself with all these backstabbers? This the attorneys general that he chose are, neither one of them have upheld the law or done him any good at all. You know, right now, we you know, in this voter fraud case, according to Trump's attorneys, the Justice Department hasn't looked into this at all. Where you know, I warned you a long time ago about William Barr and what he did at in the Ruby Ridge case. Not good.
I don't honestly have a very good read one way or the other. Sometimes I sway to, Kevin Cramer and I were talking about this, Senator Cramer, and, you know, so Donald Trump and the White House walks in and one of his closest aides says between 60 and 70% of the White House apparatus, the staff, are against him. So Bill Barr is doing the same thing. So he's got people every day. I mean, he's outnumbered. So I think part of him is just hunkering down, picking your fights and everything else. As far as his statement yesterday, if you read it, he's saying, as of now, we don't have any evidence. Well, they're not investigating it. It's not the Justice Department's deal right now. I guess they have a few.
That's what Rudy said.
They have a few U.S. attorneys in, you know, different states, but there's no big investigation.
What happened to this Durham investigation? We hear nothing of it anymore.
Well, that's just not true. It's just not true, Tim. Bill Barr yesterday, and this is how corrupt the media is, because the big news Bill Barr announced is that Durham has been given special counsel status. His investigation has continued, and the reason he gave him special counsel status prior to the election was to give him the ability to continue on no matter what happens in the election and get to the bottom of all this. He said it has taken longer than they wanted because of COVID and some other things. So, I mean, that was good news from Barr, and I think that was, you know, it all happens too slow for me. It's not enough common sense to say, come on, what in the world? Let's go. But, you know, and I would also say, I don't know why Bill Barr feels like he has to answer every question asked. You don't need to say this stuff, right? I mean, you don't. So if somebody says, well, is there any evidence of voter fraud? Well, I've not seen any yet. Well, you wouldn't see any yet. Don't answer it. Say, hey, look, it's being done elsewhere. Because obviously the media is going to run with that. We got to know that the media is the enemy. Right, Tim? They're the enemy.
Yeah.
You got to treat them as such. What else?
I understand. Yeah.
Are you wanting to say anything else about Bill Barr or anything else, or you want to say goodbye? It's up to you.
Well, you need to, you know, it seems to me that there's nobody in Trump's corner. Where's our state delegation to Congress? You don't hear anything from our
I'm just curious. I'm not being defensive at all, but I'm curious. What should John Hoeven do? What should Kevin Cramer do? What should Kelly Armstrong do, Tim? Tim got disconnected. Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know. Again, I feel the same frustration. I want everybody pounding the table and saying, let's get to the bottom of this. But
I think that's what we want Cramer and Hoeven and Tina Smith and anybody to do.
They care. They want Trump to win, but they can't do this, right? This is about state by state. This is about the Supreme Court. This is about Dominion. You know, until you've got all this done by Rudy and Sidney Powell and... the rest of the crew. More coming up.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's a good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off about the San Antonio with a radio blasting in the bird.
If you are hungry by now, thinking about lunch a couple hours away, I could help satisfy that hunger, at least with the thought of some great home cooking. Maybe Swedish meatballs? Somebody say Swedish meatballs.
He got my attention.
West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA has Swedish meatballs today on special. Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Howard's got Chef's Choice going today on 12th Avenue North, French toast. Today's the day you buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free. That's every Wednesday. I'd plan your stops, you know, for sure. Wednesday. Oh, the cookies. The cookies are so good. And they have that 4 for $4 special, the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two of those fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. It's good. Trust me. PetroServe USA. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Getting all fired up for UND Hockey live 7:10 a.m. on your radio dial. Round about, what, 3 o'clock with a pregame?
Yes, sir.
The one and only Tim Hennessy.
That's going to seem weird.
What's going to seem weird?
3 o'clock?
I know.
Crazy time. Like a weekday at 3 o'clock.
It's an NFL game on today, too.
Holiday weekend, maybe. I don't understand. Yeah.
And the NFL thing, it had to be an afternoon one because of the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It was already under contract.
Like, I know.
I'm just where do you move an NFL game to light a tree? Has that ever happened?
I'm just going to make a point here that
New York, the
best team in the day's lineup should always play last. So as many people as possible can see it.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't give me one.
Everything else is an opening act, too.
Right.
I'll get called a crybaby again if I tell you about how many ways to Sunday.
I've never heard more crybabies like you at this station, but you guys are just god awful.
Thank you, sir.
Guilty as charged.
The nice thing is it's generic, so I can send it around the whole company and we can all use the guy. So
there you go. Let's go back to Michigan. Day two, by the way, of the hearings before the legislature continue today. So there'll be more of this, but these are witnesses. These are people that have signed affidavits by penalty of perjury about what they saw in what was obviously a corrupt endeavor to steal the election from its rightful winner, Donald J. Trump. Roll it.
I found it highly unusual that every military ballot that was logged into the system had a birth date of January 1st, 1900.
I also saw the ballots being dropped off about, I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was actually standing next to the lead attorney, and we were all talking about why are these ballots showing up as late as they did.
I witnessed the room erupt in thunderous applause and derogatory cheering as Republican poll workers were picked off one by one and ejected from the room repeatedly by police escort throughout the day. By the end of the day, they had picked off so many GOP poll workers that there were probably only a few dozen left to monitor all of the processing stations in the room.
Oh.
Wow.
Next up, a trucker that brought ballots from where?
He brought ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Yeah, in his truck. He kind of thought that was curious.
Yeah, these are Pennsylvania voters that happen to be in New York.
Yeah.
Count them. Parker in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, it was in regards to something you had said about to another caller. Another caller was asking what our North Dakota delegation is going to do, and you had said, well, what would you want them to do? I'm just curious. You know, the question should be, what are they doing? Can you give out any examples of what they are doing to fight for President Trump?
Well, we've asked all of them that question, and they've answered it. But clearly, some people think they should do more. I'm just trying to say, help me understand, because I can't think of anything I would say, you need to do blank. I don't know what it is, because it's sort of, they're in a holding pattern like everything else while this legal process plays out, the legislatures for all these states, the Supreme Court for Pennsylvania, and for the investigation on the voting machines. At some point, you're going to have to say, they're going to have to buck up and get strong and say, you know, we're going to do whatever we can do within our power. But elections are the state's deal. They're not the federal delegation's deal. They're state
correct,
by state. So,
I think what people want to see more than anything is, I mean, would you agree that we are currently in an information war?
Oh, no question. 100%.
So I think people want to see, you know, Republicans fight in the information war instead of being on the receiving end, because we know that the fake news media are always going to be constant with their barrages and their lies. I think what people want to see is, instead of going on Chuck Todd and kind of conceding, you know, not giving, you know, we want to see Republicans militant, because this is something that the Republican Party quite hasn't figured out yet. And you can see it in Georgia, the 80 million people that voted for Trump are loyal to Trump, not the GOP. This is the first year for many people voting GOP, and it's going to continue in that trend. And so when we see the people like Brian Kemp in Georgia and Secretary of State doing what they're doing, you know, that's an infuriating. And so I think what people want to see is we want to see the North Dakota delegation go out there and fight. We don't want to see them go on fake news networks and play nice and be the nice guys so we get invited. We want Republicans to start making enemies with the people that hate us.
Militant was a great word.
Yeah, no, yep. I also think you make a very good point, Parker, about the information war and taking their credibility, finding some of the stories like we're talking about today, highlighting them. And if they're you know on some show to talk about COVID, say, hey, before I go, I want to talk about election integrity. Great point, Parker.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to HATandSons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.